L'auberge du lac Morency, in the heart of one of the most historic, one of the largest, one of the most natural vacation areas in the North American continent. L'auberge du lac Morency is in itself a role model for what I call the boutique travel experience. One of the amazing parts of l'auberge du lac Morency is the spa, and the name of it is Synovia, S-Y-N-O-V-I-A. And I'm talking to the owner of Synovia, Pascal Grolot. Pascal, let's start with the name of the spa. Why Synovia?
Synovia is a liquid on your ankle, your joint, so you need it to be alive, because without that you're going to be like the concrete. You're not going to, so you need to move. So, and basically my first company is Massage Synovie. So Synovie, it's another name of that, so I use the Latin name of Synovie, so it's going to be Synovia. So.
It's very interesting because in English we call that the fluid in the joints synovial fluid, and it's what makes joints function. Just tell me, what kinds of health services, what kinds of spa services do you offer here at Synovia?
Well, basically I try hard to offer something specifically what the people need. So some people just need to relax, and some people need also to have a specific treatment, because they have pain, they have muscle sore, they need to complete treatment, for example, with the chiropractor or physiotherapist also. The one thing is really interesting here is because you can come here for therapeutic treatment, so really specific, and you can also try a manything to relax or combine that both treatments.
Now, it's interesting that also that people come to places like this to relax, to escape from the pressures and the stress of urban living. And you'd think that they would need anything else. And yet, it seems to me, what you offer is an enhancement. It takes it one step further. Let's talk about massage therapy, which is one of the things that you offer. Now, you're a trained massage therapist. You're also trained in kinesiology. Can we just remind our listeners what kinesiology is?
Kinesiology is the studying of the movement, well, how the body moves. But basically, it's a kinesiotherapy, so this therapy comes from Europe, so basically
Belgium.
And it's a kind of therapy that they want to reestablish the maximum mobility of the body.
And this is very important from an evolutionary point of view, because as a human being, the human organism, the human body evolved, it became more complex, it was under much more stress, and synovial fluid, for example, in joints, as you age, that disappears, and so you have to compensate. What I'm suggesting here is what I think a lot of people don't understand about alternative healthcare methods such as massage therapy is its fundamental science. I don't want to hog the show here, but in terms of kinesiology, for example, this is an important science for athletes, dancers, anyone who must use their body to its maximum. However, the average person, the private person, also has great stresses. Can you tell me, when you have clients that come here, and yes, they get relaxed in this amazing, natural area. How do you enhance that experience through massage? Give me some actual tips. What do you do for various people?
Basically, I think the interesting is because every people have a stress. So when you work with the family, you want to perform. Everybody has to perform better and better because, you know, the web is one of the very good example because all the technology are really, really effective. So the human have to follow that. And the people when come here, they just want to unplug everything. And that's what is really interesting about the nervous system. Anybody who's gonna come for a massage, gonna have a result if they do, of course, a good massage. But gonna feel that the nervous system is
let go. Lâché.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a good answer about your question, but.
No, it's an excellent answer, and especially that, and I like especially getting unplugged because we are overplugged. We are experiencing in the contemporary society sensory overload and stress overload. What are some of the other services or techniques that you offer in this environment that really enhance the natural relaxation? Tell me about what else you offer here.
We offer different kind, well, different way to work with the massage. So when we talk about the hot stone massage, for example, it's a way to work, but it's not a technique, basically a technique. It's a tool that we use to be better in the massage or to offer something different.
Let me just repeat that. You said the hot stone massage, Pierre Chaude, which I just had. Okay, now, and why are hot stones made of basalt, very smooth, very round, and why do they enhance the massage? How do they increase the effect of what you do with your hands?
Okay, basically, you have two different things to know. Of course, the warmth of the stones. You feel it down on your body. It's like a part of the sun we put on your body, and also it's a kind of energetic way to have a good harmony, energy harmony. Well, so
sort of connecting the dots of the nervous system and bringing the neurons together, or the reconnecting, really.
Yeah. Yeah, really, and it's a complete sensation about the energy. So the warm, we put the stone on the body in a place where they have a lot of energetic chakra. Well,
chakra, which is an Eastern philosophy.
Yeah, and that's it. Well, of course it's going to be more effective to receive hot stone massage in for different people. Some people they don't like it, but some people they need it because the energy is
blocked.
Yeah, blocked.
So people who are living very stressful urban lives, even though they may enjoy them, their jobs may be wonderful and passionate and exciting, it's still energy depleting, which creates a disconnect. So they come here in a very natural setting, and they reconnect, and you enhance that as well. I want to ask you something we discussed a little earlier. The cultural aspect to this form of health treatment, wellness, for centuries in Europe, it has been a standard thing that people go to spas, which are always in the most beautiful natural spaces. Why has it taken us so long in North America to understand and accept the practice in the notion of the spa?
Basically, I think it's the weather. Here we are in the 6 to 8 months during a year that it's cold, really cold. The people are just the house, and they just have a lot of clothes on the body, and they don't be really open to receive a massage because they don't open to people touch the body. And I think the weather it's a one of the reasons that's why the massage is not really
accepted, valorisé.
The people don't use it really often. They use a lot during the summer, but sometimes during the winter, the people are just in a house and they don't like to go out. And they work, and at the end of the week, they want to stay at home.
Now, when people come and spend some quality time at L'Auberge du Lac Morency, how do they get in touch with you?
They can book it in advance, so before to come here, if you go on a website or to see that. Or there's some people just come at the resort here, they take a look what we offer at the resort, and make a decision what we can do. But the people here at the resort, one of the reasons for the people to come here at the resort is because it's a really quiet place. Of course, they're searching for something relaxed. And if they want to relax, we're supposed to be a good way to relax at the spa.
Okay, so you are the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Yes, hopefully.
And I just want to go back to the name, Synovia, which I think is very interesting too, because Sino suggests synergy, and Via, of course, is life and energy, and there's the reconnection, the synergy of the environment, the synergy of your own body and mind, and which creates the energy and releases the energy and creates the life. I want to thank you for this. A very natural environment, very natural enhancing treatments that you give. So I hope that lots of people will come and benefit from them.
Yeah, I hope me too, because we work hard to do something really specific about the needs of the people. And, of course, it's a very nice place to relax and enjoy the life.
Thank you, Pascal Grolot.
You're welcome.